Welcome, welcome, welcome to this second
horoscope
installment for September. Well, the first one for September, but the second we've ever done, yeah.
Yeah, back by popular demand. You demanded it.
Like that.
Some of you.
Someone demanded it.
One of you demanded it. I don't know. I didn't count.
No, it's okay. So we're going to be giving you the rundown on September again, what to expect, the good, the bad for you, your friends, your romantic interests, maybe a little ill-conceived financial advice. Don't actually listen to us. This is for entertainment purposes only.
We're not financial analysts or advisors, and we're really honestly not astrologers either, but thank you for being here.
We are amateur. You know what we are? We're podcast hosts.
Hi, nice to meet you.
All right, so this month, September, jumping in with the overarching themes. It is Virgo season, so an early happy birthday to all of the Virgos listening.
Shout out to the Virgos. I'm going to go out here because sometimes I'm a player hater, but like, y'all, I like Virgos.
I mostly do, too. I have a lot of Virgos in my life, and I will say that they help me get shit done, so thank you.
Shout out to the Virgos. Some of you are very important to me. Okay.
So, there's a lot of Virgo energy this month, as could be expected. It's going to be a great time for seeking a new job. It's a good time for examining the meanings of your daily routines as they relate to higher purposes. Essentially lots and lots of energy. And if you didn't have time to set your intentions in August, it's not too late. You can still do that, but hurry up and then jump on the Mars and Virgo energy train with everyone else.
Listen, clock is ticking for September. It's coming at you live. So here you go.
And Jupiter will be doing a lot of work this month. Honestly, it's too much for me to list out. He's moving around talking to everybody. So just get ready. Get ready to reevaluate your plans, thoughts, feelings about the future and what will and will not be realistic.
Okay.
Also, we should note that the equinox is this month.
Fall is coming. Listen, that's exciting.
It is exciting, and I'm ready to, like, wear a sweater again.
I am too. I'm sorry if that's an unpopular opinion with some people. I'm not ready for winter, but I am ready for fall.
I wish I could wear a sweater for, like, 4 weeks, and then we could just be back, but that's, we can't all have that.
We can't always have what we want.
But this summer, or this equinox, the sun will slip into Libra, and we'll be reevaluating what makes you, us, one, safe, both personally and politically. Prepare for darker and colder days ahead. That's kind of what's going on.
Let's hit you with some dates and some other planetary functions.
Yeah,
all right?
What's the layout? I'm ready.
What's the layout? Shout out September 5th. Saturn ends its retrograde in Capricorn. Listen, y'all, work is going to slow with this end of a retrograde. The 14th, that's a big day. Lots happening. Let me break it down for you. So on the 14th, we're going to have a full moon in Pisces. Listen, you need to serve or you're going to suffer. That's all I'm saying
about that. Be compassionate at that time. Full moons get crazy.
Full moons get crazy.
Channel
if you don't
Pisces.
Believe in that, reevaluate your understanding of how the moon affects tides and how people are made of water. Anyway, also on the 14th, more shit's going down. Mercury's going to enter Libra. This is like a harmonious time for communication. So like, that's cool.
That is
Venus is also going to enter Libra. Listen, love at this time. Shout out Venus entering Libra is going to be beautiful and balanced. Hey.
It does look like a good love month for a lot of people, but more on that later.
Listen, more on that later, but it does seem positive. Saturn is also going direct in Capricorn on the 14th, which, you know, authority matters. They're going to move forward. Do with that what
Finally.
You will, okay? Popping through to the 21st, Jupiter squares off in Neptune. Look, your optimism at this point in time might seem a little confusing. People who are optimistic, you might be confused by them. Just jot that one down, okay? On the 23rd, Sun is entering Libra. And relationships are going to be spotlit at this time. So listen, sun, spotlighting, easy to recall, right? And on the 28th, we got a new moon also in Libra. This is a beautiful time at the end of the month for balanced new beginnings. A beautiful time, truly a beautiful time. So those are some big dates. Really, listen, pay attention on September 14th. full moons, Mercury moving, Venus moving, both of them going into Libra and Saturn going direct in Capricorn. So shit is getting real mid-month, okay?
It is a big mid-month shuffle.
It certainly is. And all of that mid-month shuffle said, I think we got to break it down for you and get into the breakdown. If you didn't tune in with us last month or you're, you know, new to this whole fun thing, we're going to give you the breakdown for how signs month of September is going across the board. And we're saving the best month and the worst month for last. So listen, if you hear your sign called early, I mean, congratulations, you're not having the worst month ever, but you're also not having the best month ever. So you're having a medium month.
A regular month, and that's okay.
It's fine. It's fine to have a regular month. It really is. So with all of that said, and how we do things here about your medium months, Jamie, who are we talking about first?
I like to start at the top of the zodiac, like I did last time. And okay. Let's go with Aries.
Okay, listen, I like those.
I like Aries too. And you guys are going to have a very GQ month, I would say. Lots of fun, power, money, sex. A theme of this month for you will be no compromises necessary, which
I love that.
Sounds amazing. But there's a lot of Libra energy going on, so that makes sense. Work this month. You will be a smooth and efficient boss. You will complete projects you've been working on for months, closing chapters that have been frustrating. You will be implementing new plans and ideas. You have defined your goals effectively, and now you have the space to move forward with them. However, you will have a little bit of turmoil at work that can be described as nonviolent but difficult after the
29th. Well, I like nonviolent. That's nice.
Thank God, nonviolent, but watch out after the 29th. Financially, this is a good month for you. You'll see some extra cash. You have high financial intelligence right now. I know, whatever that is. In your love life.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
I don't either. Love life, married Aries, it's a good time to start planning children. So Aries, if you're trying to get pregnant right now in the next 4 weeks, you will most likely...
And it happens miraculously in 4 weeks.
Immediately. If you get pregnant immediately.
Immediate pregnancy. You're sure, looking at, unlikely, but God love you.
Probably a Cancer or a Leo baby, which, you know, all right.
Two different energies, both good.
Yeah, I'm into that. Single Aries, you will be just banging all around. It will be intense. Yes. But short, no serious relationship for you right now. Your health will be good, but you should eliminate fatty or sour foods to stop some stomach issues. And extended family relationships may dissolve or weaken. But otherwise, a very good month.
Okay, noted. Listen, let me tell you about some signs. We're not going in order on this end. I can't tell you what the rest of Jamie's doing.
None of the rest of mine is in
order. Fuck it. Beautiful. Great. Listen, we're talking about Cancers because you guys are coming in hot.
Yay,
and also you could be like the future child of an Aries. We don't know. Who's to say? Listen, Cancers, you've got energy. It's going to give you initiative, self-confidence, and courage. And oftentimes people don't say that about Cancers. So like, put on your tap shoes, go to town because you're about to impress your superiors.
A crab with tap shoes.
A crab with tap shoes.
Amazing.
Beautiful visual. All right, listen. You've got sex appeal and charisma. This is a great time to date or improve the relationship you're already in. You've got the energy. You're magnetic. Own it.
Amazing.
This is also going to be a month of just stimulating conversation for you. Maybe even some vivid dreams as well. Mm. And all of these kind of conversations, dreaming amongst yourself, right?
Yeah.
Could give you some flashes of insight. Flashes of insight. Mid-month, listen, you could feel Mercury a little bit here. It might make you a little uncomfortable or awkward in some social situations. You're a Cancer. You're not unaccustomed to that from time to time. But here's the thing. Just don't be careless with your words and you'll be fine. Conflict in that way is going to be pretty unlikely. Also, we got a new moon at the end of the month, which we mentioned earlier, and that's going to bring you some good shit.
Excellent.
All around. Listen, and all that fun could force you to adjust some other parts of your life as you kind of feel some changes. You might feel a little bored or ready for change, and that's okay. Just note that and enjoy the fun, but like, don't get crazy.
Mm. All right. That's good advice for everyone.
Truly advice we can all enjoy.
All right. Then let's do Leo.
Hey.
So Leo were our stars.
Also the
last
potential
month.
Baby of an Aries. God, I mean, yep. Listen.
Potential babies right here. So
happening live.
Leo's, you have a so-so month ahead of you.
Okay, all right.
As we are all experiencing Mars's movement right now, it is making you incredibly nervous and impatient. And I know that you're rolling off of a tough August, but get ready to assert yourself in both good and bad ways this month.
Oh,
so
okay.
A lot of forceful energy, a lot of like Virgo initiative to get shit done, but maybe a little reckless with it. So watch what you say, especially at work. Focus on asking and not telling. Try not to give orders, but just delegate if that's a thing that you could do.
Delegating, it's not a bad move from time to time.
Financially, you'll be in pretty good shape this month, but you may have had to work harder than you thought in order to get what little monies you did get. So that may be frustrating.
Ooh, get creative.
Get creative. In love life, your love life specifically, you will have a short but impactful romance that...
Oh, I love a short but impactful. Listen, seasons of friendship, seasons of romance.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes you could remember someone for your whole life, Leos, even if it's just a brief, brief romance.
Mm.
Because you're in the mood to show tenderness and your romantic side is out.
Okay, love that.
You'll have high energy, good health. You should probably go outside and stay active in order to get rid of some of that nervous energy and not blow up at people.
That's always good advice. Truly advice we can all enjoy.
Who's next?
Listen, shout out to Libras this month.
All right.
Listen, we got some good things happening for you. Venus mid-month is going to make you feel more relaxed, loving, and affectionate. Mm. I like that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Expect probably a little bit more attention and tenderness from your partner as a result.
Ooh.
Not a bad move. And truly, mid-month is also one of the best times of the entire year. Put stars around that the entire year for you to date or make some money, okay? Like,
ooh.
This is the time.
Or both at the same time.
Or both at the same time. Listen, well, I mean, yes, listen. End of the month for you is going to be the best time for making plans this month, this September, because you're going to be optimistic with a broad outlook, but also like some strong decision-making skills riding on your coattails here.
Hmm.
It's also, at the end of the month, a really great time for you to party.
Ooh.
So maybe some of those plans that you're having, like maybe you need to throw a party. If you're thinking about hosting a birthday, a congratulatory thing for yourself or for someone else in a beautiful act, like this is the time. Throw the party.
Act.
A beautiful act.
With
it's also a great time.
Beautiful new moon energy. Sorry.
Listen, beautiful new moon energy. And also with that new moon energy, shout out. It's also a fucking great time to have some sex.
Ooh.
So just jot that down, okay? And listen, you heard me talk about some tenderness from your partner, but if you're an unpartnered Libra this month, listen, I'm just going to lay it down for you how it looks. You might be focusing strongly on the dreams of a perfect partner. Don't get dreamy here.
Mm.
You're going to imagine something that's not totally right. And you're not going to find that partner that's totally right until you get your head out of the clouds and maybe your ass.
Ooh.
So let's just come back to earth on that one, motherfucker. Because Libras, we love you. You beautiful air sign. Shout out our kindred spirits as the Gemini and Aquarius giving this to you live. But I'm going to tell you this. Your perfect partner, don't chase clout. That's not somebody who can really offer you like a fulfilling relationship. So if you're chasing status or celebrity or people who you think are going to kind of give you this life through their status, notoriety, celebrity, or talents, fuck it. Don't chase the clout. That's not your perfect partner. Get your head out of your ass. You'll be fine.
Mm, good advice.
Truly advice we can all enjoy. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
On to your least favorite, the Scorpio.
Scorpios. Sorry, y'all.
There are some good ones out there. Shout out to a couple of listener friends.
It's fine.
Scorpios can expect a lonely and potentially unlucky start to their month. They may feel isolated from friends who are honestly just busy. They're not ignoring you.
Okay.
Money-wise, don't make any investments before the 15th, especially not in real estate, although something tempting may present itself. However, that apartment or warehouse or vehicle that you'd like to refurbish is a money pit, and you should wait.
Don't get swept up in that.
Don't get swept up. Not right now. Now is the time to just hold on to your cash, and about mid-month, you should look into some stocks or large company investments.
I like this.
In mid-month, your friends will begin to contact you again. You thought they were distant at the beginning. It turns out everything was fine. And group hangs can give way to a romantic peel-off with someone that you've had your eye on. Or perhaps someone you've never seen before.
I love a romantic peel-off. I love a romantic peel-off. That's truly the best. I want to be at a large party, a lot of social things going on, and at the right time in the evening, just have a light romantic peel-off.
Yep.
Truly the sign of a great night. Shout out to you, Scorpios. Just don't peel off with the Gemini because I want y'all to stay away from me romantically.
Yeah, okay? Just don't do that. Try to not choose a Gemini. But you will have good health this month. Don't abuse it, though. Watch yourself with overeating or drinking in your lonelier times at the beginning of the month and partying too much during your group hangs. Just moderation is key.
Listen, if you party too much in the group hang, you might be too sloppy for the romantic peel off. So just note that.
Indeed. You should this month focus on conversations and deepening your friendships and relationships, as work will be a non-issue. You just like won't even really be thinking about it, which
I love that.
Who we got?
Listen, speaking of Geminis who Scorpio should stay the fuck away from romantically, in friendship, I'm fine with you guys, but mostly, I don't know. Listen, I'm not sold on you. Okay, listen, we're talking about Geminis. Let's get selfish for a minute.
Oh boy.
This is my tribe. Shout out to you guys. So, Mars this month could lead to some tension for us and maybe a strong need to assert ourselves. So, listen, you gotta avoid arguments, and to do that, you gotta let out this tension and this need to assert yourself. This is a great time to exercise, maybe get a little sporty with it to blow off some steam, or some sexual gratification. That's not a bad way to unwind the tension you might be experiencing this month. Listen, with a partner, with yourself, all sex is good sex. So,
exert yourself.
That said, exert yourself. And if you don't, it's honestly, you're gonna make it worse. So however you wanna let these endorphins get raised up and let your tensions fly, I salute you because it's important this month. Energy, this buildup that I'm talking about, this could lead you to some like irritation and annoyance, but all of that said, and maybe that channels into your exercise or your sex and all the good things, there's a lot of great potential to channel this irritation or annoyance and this built-up energy into something really constructive or productive. So note that, and if your pace gets hectic this month, slow down, okay?
Difficult don't to rush do this into season, any... I feel.
I think it is. I think September is full of a lot of energy.
Mars and Virgo
like,
just
Virgos
vibrating.
Are taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm vibrating right now just talking about it, to be honest. So don't rush to any important decisions, Gemini. Don't jump in headfirst too hard to any big thoughts. Choose your battles this month and use your energy wisely. If you don't, and you like don't, you know, let that pressure valve loosen up a little bit, you could get into some fights. But if you do, you have this beautiful possibility to channel your energy into something really productive and constructive, be it relationships, be it your job, be it financial gain. Your possibilities are kind of endless here.
Excellent.
Who are we talking about next?
Moving on to the Pisces, who I do enjoy.
Hey, dreamy ones.
Romantically this month, things are good. Smooth sailing, lots of love from your partner, very few disagreements.
Love that.
Your family and friends, things will be great. You'll feel like your tribe is strong. Single Pisces may meet their main squeeze this month, so that's very exciting.
Okay.
However, financially, it's going to be a tight one for you, and you might have to hustle a little for some extra cash. So if you, paint people's houses or drive Lyft or sell trinkets at fairs, like now is the time.
Or considering branching out and monetizing some little talent you have, you know?
Yes, anything. Give piano lessons. You will probably have some energy for that, thanks to all the Virgo and Mars going on, especially mid-month. However, your energy at work is primarily going to be used to help others advance their career. So,
okay, non-selfish work time.
Very non-selfish. However, there could be some tensions surrounding that or other things at work. Maybe some squabbles and fighting. So just try to remain who you are, Pisces, and be peaceful about it. Health-wise, you're going to feel delicate, a little fragile. Maybe you're not actually sick, but just a myriad of sort of low-level issues, aches and pains. You'll feel down. But this is a great time to let your lover care for you since things are going so well and there's so much tenderness. Yeah, maybe just relax into the arms of a loved one during this stressful time.
Love that option, truly.
It seems like the only out for them this month. The other things are hard.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
And now?
And now we're talking about Sagittariuses. Sagittarii, listen, I never really know what to call you. And Sagittarians. Oh, there it is. I feel like I make this mistake every time.
It's okay.
Listen, work this month is going to be really unchanged for you. It's going to be like a no movement kind of work month. Use this stable period to reflect on what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time to capitalize on your successes going forward or to figure out maybe what stuff to not take with you into the future to make some stronger moves, because this month is going to be pretty chill. So be introspective and reflective about it.
All right.
Money, listen, on that lane, money itself, turns out, despite you being a pretty good decision maker this month, you really can't refrain from any kind of personal restraint from, you know, expensive pleasures. So let's calm down. Pleasures. The most expensive pleasures. You cannot restrain yourself. You're spending too much on entertainment and you're spending too much on travel. If you're thinking about like trips you can't afford, maybe just reel that one back. Because you need to limit your fucking expenses this month, okay? And the good news is friends can give you some good advice here. So tap into the people you know and love who you can have these kind of conversations with, because they're going to be a good resource and steer you in some right directions. Reel it in, evaluate your choices, stop being so loosey-goose with the purse strings. All right.
Yeah, maybe talk to a Capricorn friend.
Yeah, maybe talk to those rigid ones, okay? Relationships this month. Let's talk about love. Okay. It's going to be chill for you until the end of the month, probably around the 20th. And then it's going to get a little complicated. So note that. Don't make any big statements or proclamations at this time while things feel less stable. It's not the time for that. Don't try and use a big statement as a band-aid for things feeling a little shaky. Okay. Your priority this month should be personal development. So your biggest focus is maybe going to be some of the work stuff and how you can make the right strides going forward in this pretty stable time with that. And it's also going to be a good time to prioritize getting your money right and thinking about it. So you are the priority. Don't get too caught up in the relationship stuff, even if it feels a little loosey-goose at the end of the month. Okay? Who are we talking about next?
Next, I would like to talk about myself and my fellow Aquarians.
Oh, shout out.
We are, I would say, an honorable mention for best month. We didn't win, but it's going to be a really good month for the Aquarians.
Certainly a contender, okay?
So what's going on is that all of the planets are kind of merging in a little group near Aquarius, and so there's extra power for us.
Oh.
I know. I'm very excited. We'll be extra, extra charming as a result, which you know is my favorite thing to be. shut up. We'll be able to use our natural skills and abilities to chase and grab some career goals and even extra side monies. So
love side monies.
Remember, though, Mars is extra, extra active. If you are like myself and you happen to be maybe prone to aggression at times, just watch it. That's not charming. That's going to counteract any extra powers that you have in your Aquarius nature.
Don't fuck up your mystical powers, okay?
Don't. Just watch it. Take a beat. Go outside. Do whatever you have to do to calm down. That's good advice always. But Aquarians will also be feeling extra amorous this month. Singles should hit the apps. You may even meet your forever person this month if you're an Aquarius.
Or you could have big words.
Big words. Or you could have a string of really enjoyable flings. So hit it. It's, you know, it's maybe a win-win.
Hit it, don't quit it, whatever happens, it sounds good.
If you are in a relationship, you will fall in love with your partner all over again. So that's fun.
Oh, how lovely. I know. That sounds great.
I am very excited for that. You will have a lot of energy, as we all are right now, but just be careful how much you drink and what kinds of things you eat. And I will say that is great advice for me because my stomach has been a disaster.
I was going to say that's good advice for you literally every day of the year. So
yeah, I had some day beers at Rheingeist yesterday and then experienced my autoimmune disease for a while.
Listen, guys, take care of yourselves, you Aquarians. Take care of yourselves, okay?
Who's next?
Next, we're talking about Tauruses, one of your least favorite and one of my beloved. So,
whatever.
Here we go. Listen, the beginning of the month is a great time for you, Tauri, to pick up some of the projects you've been putting off, be them at home or at work. If you've been putting it on hold, now's the time. It's also a pretty good time for a little bit of healthy competition. You don't need to get aggressive about it, but like, enjoy it. Competition can propel us forward and be fun, and now's a good time for that in these picked up projects.
Mm.
Tauruses, you're the bull. You're a little stubborn. What I want to tell you this month is keep an open mind.
Just try.
You could try. Listen, it's going to give you some opportunities for some new friendships, maybe in some new relationships.
New things to be stubborn about.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, listen, keep your thoughts to yourself. No, it's fine. I talk so much shit about scorpions. It's fine. So, listen, guys, it all balances out. I'm sorry if you're one of these targets, but here we all are. So, keep an open mind, Tauri. Here's the thing. You also may experience some anxiety and some tension this month. But along with this anxiety and tension that you may encounter, you're going to come to some higher self-awareness, which is always good. A good thing.
Always
good. Always a good. And listen, all of this with the trying to keep an open mind and maybe some anxiety and tension around the corner, this might all sound scary to you. So be flexible and be willing to adapt to these changing conditions, because it's truly a really good month for you to experiment a little bit without going too crazy or too far. So try something new, be open, and you know, come to a higher plane of self-understanding, even if it, you know, feels a little tough to get there. It's gonna
be
good.
Dip your toe in, give it a try.
Dip your toe in. Well, on that note, Jamie, there are two signs left hanging in the balance.
Indeed,
we know who they are. You know who they are, especially if you're one of these signs waiting and listening.
Waiting.
So you ready to find out who's having the absolute worst month and who's having the best? Jamie, lay the worst month on us.
So unfortunately, this month, Capricorns are going to have a really tough time. So very sorry about to report this, guys. You will have a lot of turbulence at home that will absolutely consume you. Your family will not let you rest, let alone work. You will have no time to plan your career goals. The bright side is that while you won't be advancing at work, work will at least feel like an oasis away from home. And you might have a nice group project experience. The bottom line for this month is be careful, try to control what you say, your anger. Maybe don't make any permanent decisions while things are really hot and tense. Your family is going through the ringer, and yeah, work right now is just so-so. You should save whatever money possible because your family issues could lead to financial issues, so be aware of that coming down the pipe. And just try to be gentle in your conversations with loved ones because that is all you can do right now.
Oh, listen, sometimes it's all you can do.
Sorry, so sorry, but we have to move on and congratulate someone.
Listen, this didn't happen last month, but this month
it
I'm
sure
very
didn't.
Happy to report that Virgos, this is your motherfucking season. This is your time to shine. And
they're
you
truly on top.
Are having the best month ever. So, listen, there's a new moon happening at the end of August, okay? That's leading us into September, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to bring excitement and positive change. Listen, start something new or re-energize something you already got going here because you're going to be passionate. You're going to be on fire for it. This could be romantic. I don't know. Who's to say? Could
Who's
be a different
say?
Project. Could be a relationship. all of it said, you got the excitement and the energy and the passion to fan the flames. So get to it. Mm. Listen, within like the realm of like arguments or confrontation this month, you, thanks to Mercury, have the mental alertness to be like quick and on your toes. You're thinking like clearly, you're decisive, and you're going to win arguments if you get involved in them. Okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mars is giving you energy, strength, and courage. You feel sexy, maybe a little sporty, but also like could perhaps, listen, you're having the best month ever, but you could, if you're not careful, like run towards maybe a little bit of anger and frustration. Listen, just don't be too aggressive or selfish, because if you use your powers for good and not evil, you're going to win all the fights and you're going to control all the people and it's going to be glorious.
And you're going to control all the people.
Listen, can channel your energy for good. You have power. And on the note, potentially of controlling all the people, I just want you to know that this is a really ideal time for you to call into a friend, whoever, for a favor. If you need something, you've got big influence right now and sexual magnetism.
Oh my
so
God.
Don't worry. It's going to bring you love, affection, peace, and fucking harmony, okay? Mm. You're going to be sociable, even if that's not usually your MO. So now is your time to shine. Don't be selfish about it. Use the powers for good. And, like, call in a favor if you need one. Your birthday this year, it's a time to focus on you and the year ahead. Draw a line and start fresh. This is your time to shine. You're coming into it with big energy. It's positive. Own it. Let it be a prosperous new beginning for you. It's going to be intense. It's going to be a deep month. But it's all going to be positive. Because you are powerful right now.
On
because,
fucking
Virgos,
fire.
This is your season. Cue the applause.
Here's the thing, though. I think, and I can't remember for sure, but I think Virgos had the best month in August as well.
Oh. I don't recall.
A ruling zodiac right now.
Are we having a Virgo moment?
A Virgo season.
Virgo season, Virgo non-season. And I feel like we have to be pretty unbiased because we got two non-Virgos holding down the charts here. But listen, guys, this is your time to shine. I'm excited for you. I feel happy for you. Leos, when it was their season last go around, didn't go so well. So listen,
sorry,
anything could happen.
Yeah.
Well, on this note, it has been a treat, as always, to pop into you on this final Thursday of the month. To pop directly into you, however that was for you. Tell us about it. I don't know. But here we are with your horoscope roundup for September. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you didn't hate it. Sorry if you're having a shitty month, Capricorns. Mm-hmm. But hopefully here's to some good energy all the way around. Because September as a whole, from where I'm standing, looks pretty good.
Yeah. And if you want a little more because you missed the last month horoscope, go ahead back and listen and just see if we were right or wrong. Am I shamelessly plugging outdated content for numbers? Yes, but it could be fun.
And as always, you can get at us on the internet via email at whyareyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyareyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. And we'll see you on the internet. Here's to September and what is hopefully an okay month. Sorry, Capricorns.
A fiery month, a Marsy month. And sorry, Capricorns, yes. Good night.
Virgo season. Bye.